What's an exergame and how is it helping children with autism spectrum disorders? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Claudia Hilton, assistant professor in the Department of Occupational Therapy at the University of Texas Medical Branch, describes these games and their benefit to autistic children.
Children with autism spectrum disorders often have difficulty with executive function and motor skills. Executive function is the higher level of intelligence that helps us plan and organize. We also use it when problem solving or suppressing inappropriate behaviors. It is very important for being able to live independently as an adult. Motor skills involve body movement, including strength and coordination. Overall, children with autism are not as coordinated and experience lower rates of physical activity than do typically developing children. And as they get older, their physical activity declines and they deal with obesity problems. My research team recently conducted a study that investigated the use of an exergame called the Makoto Arena with 17 children and adolescents with autism between the ages of 8 and 18. An exergame is a game that involves physical exertion, like a Wii system or Dance Dance Revolution. The Makoto Arena is a triangular-shaped arena with 6-foot towers at each point that randomly light up and make sounds at different heights. When in the arena, participants must hit the lights at a certain speed. We conducted a series of 2-minute-long Makoto sessions over a 4-week period. Once participants mastered a speed level, we would increase the speed of the game to the next higher level. After 30 sessions, the study participants showed significant improvement in response speed, executive function, and motor skills. It is difficult to get children with autism to participate in physically exerting activities, so finding a game that they will actually do over an extended period of time like this one is very exciting. The findings suggest that using this type of exergame can be a valuable addition to therapies for children with autism spectrum disorders.
That was Claudia Hilton of the University of Texas Medical Branch. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.